Specifically, sugya of chola and misham shayam. Let's just quickly run through the Gemara. What I'd like to try to do is to get a little bit of understanding as to what the nature of the patur of the chola is. Okay, how is it different than some of the other categories that we've seen, and what's the basis for the patur? So, if you got a chance to see the Ritva or the Meiri, you saw a little bit of the approach that some of the Rishonim take. All right, so I just want to quickly read the Gemara for us. Avi Hirschman, you want to do the honors? All right.
Tanur Rabbanan, Chol Shamru Lo Chole, Chol Shamru, the Chol we spoke about in the Mishnah.
Good.
Lo Chole Shiyesh Bo Sakana, it's not really a Chol where there's a Sakana.
And so everyone's aware that in Halacha in general, you have different categories of a Chol. Right? When it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to other of Halacha, you have different categories. You have a chola sheish bo sakana, that's the most serious type of chola. Then you have a chola sheein bo sakana, it's still someone who's sick. And then you have a person who's just a mechash ba'alma, person just discomforted, not necessarily even rising to the level of a quote-unquote chola. And halacha deals with each one of those individuals differently as to what you could do on Shabbos for that person, as to what the halacha is for such a person on Yom Kippur, on a fast, and similar such situations. Okay?
Rather, it's a person.
So Gemara is saying when we speak about in the Mishnah the chola who's pata from sukkah, we're not only talking about the most severe type of chola, i.e. a chola sheish bo sakana, even a chola sheein bo sakana. All right, and not only that.
Afilu chash beina, afilu chash berosh, even if it's an eyeache or a headache. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Pam achas chashti ve'ina, I had eye pain.
Good.
Bekisri
Bekesari.
Bekesari.
It just, that happens to have been where he was. I don't know if it's particularly significant or not, but he was in Kesari. Yeah.
The hetir Rav Yossi Baribi, lishon ani umishamshe chutz l'sukkah.
So, right, so what does that mean?
They permitted, Rav Yossi permitted him to sleep outside the sukkah.
Right, Rav Yossi Baribi. I think it's a particular.
Great Rav Yossi.
No, I think. How do they touch it over there? I think it's just not sure. Huh?
Yeah,
Rav Yossi.
Rav Yossi Ben Chalfasa.
Oh, Rashi did that?
Yes.
Oh, Ben Chalfasa. Okay, good. So this is a different Rav Yossi. Oh, Shkai. Which Rashi is that?
Rav Yossi
Baribi. Rav Yossi Achocham Achar Shabedoro, Vahu Rav Yossi Ben Chalfasa. Oh, okay, good. So right, it's not Rav Yossi Aglili, but this is a different Rav Yossi that was apparently referred to, at least in this instance, as being the very wise Rav Yossi. Good. So I'm saying, what was the heter? You have an eye pain, therefore what? You put it from the sukkah. Not a chol sheish bo sakana, not a chol sheein bo sakana, simply mechash ba'alma, that's it, you're out. Next.
Rav shara le Rav Acha. Rav permitted Rav Acha a beridla.
Right, I think it's Rav Acha Bardala.
Rav Acha Bardala. Lemigana bechilta besuka mishum bakay mishum bakay.
Okay.
He allowed him to sleep in a canopy.
Good.
In the sukkah because of the mosquitoes.
Good.
Rav Sharale and
another case.
Rav permitted le
Rava.
Well,
no, the third case is Rava.
Okay, fine.
Rava Sharle the Rebbe Acha Bar Ada.
He permitted him. Okay.
Yeah, Lemegna.
Bar the Mitaltoa.
Good.
Sirfa.
What does that mean? He led him to sleep.
I don't know what Mitaltoa is.
Outside the sukkah. Bar, outside of, mi Mitalilasa. Outside the. Sukkah.
Why can't they just say sukkah?
I don't know the answer to that question. Go ahead.
Bishum sircha de dir
ishta. What was that?
Karka le vana shehayu tachin.
Karka levana, some type of white ground, white sand.
So it's like the
they would use it to floor the sukkah. They would use it, they would spread it across the floor of the sukkah. And apparently, in some situations, it had a sircha. It had a bad smell. Apparently Rishonim discussed what exactly the source of the Sircha was. Pesach pointed out to me before that some Rishonim hold that it only had the smell to some people. I mean, only some people found it distasteful. Otherwise, you'd have a big problem, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to make your own sukkah like that. If it was so foul-smelling, you can't make a sukkah that you can't sit in. That's not a kosher sukkah. Right? If you make a sukkah me'ikar that you know you can't sleep in or can't sit in, it's not a sukkah. So obviously, it wasn't foul-smelling to everyone. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that it only became foul-smelling in certain cases. Right? After it rained, it had a bad smell, and this person wanted to go out there at that point when it was wet and it had the smell.
Yeah, I would think it's the latter case, because if you knew it smelled horribly to you, you still wouldn't be able to make your sukkah with it.
No, it didn't smell badly to him. That's what I'm saying. He was a guest in someone else's sukkah. A guy came to someone else's sukkah, and all of a sudden it's, you guys use that stuff. That smells terrible. Right? Yeah. He's very sensitive to it. Okay. Right, not your own sukkah, correct. Okay? So there are three cases here. Two cases of real chola, some type of a pain, some type of discomfort that comes from we'll call it a malady. And the third case was some type of sensitivity. All right? And the Gemara comments on this case. The Gemara comments on the last case and says what? Yeah.
Rabbi Tame, to Amar Rabba, they start putting in a sukkah.
So the Gemara says that Rabba's psak, Rabba's ruling is consistent with his position. How so? Because Rabba holds. The Amar Rabba. Oh, because Rabba holds Mistar Patam and Asukah, so it makes good sense that Rabba Paskin, that the guy with the sensitive nose, was able to sleep outside the Sukkah. And when I say guy, I mean Rabbi Achim Bar Adam. Okay?
I don't mean any
disrespect. So now the Gemara says, one second, what do you mean Rabba Paskin, that he could sleep outside the Sukkah, that Rabbi Achim Bar Adam can sleep outside the Sukkah because he had a sensitivity towards the smell? Okay, and Rav is consistent because he holds Mitzvah Patam Asukah. V'hanantnan, but we already learned elsewhere that what? Look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what does the Mishnah say? You keep reading. It's not a secret. Cholen u'misham sheyem p'tur min asukah. So what's the implication of that statement? Chola u'misham sheyem.
Any sort of
chola u'misham sheyen.
Anything that makes you sick.
Chola.
A sick person.
U'misham sheyen.
His friends.
Yes. Their attendants. The chola and his attendants. Does it say anything about anyone else? Does it say anything about anyone else?
Like mitzdayer.
Does it mention anything about mitzdayer? No, that's the Gemara's taina. One second. We learned the Mishnah. Chola u'misham sheyen. Petur min asukah. So the Gemara now says, chola in. That case speaks specifically about a chola. Chola, yes. Chola in.
Chola in. Mitzdayer.
Mitzdayer. Oh, but no, mitzdayer. No one's saying about mitzdayer.
Yeah, but chola is a type of mitzdayer.
Oh, so now I'm going to have to get to it. That's already an issue for the Rishonim. What's that?
The opposite sense.
Maybe mitzdayer is a type of chola. Okay, we'll have to see. What's the relationship between the two? You're asking a good question.
We had that discussion in the last on Chav Hei.
Yeah, we discussed it because of the Mishnah. Because of the Mishnah. That's
right.
What it's...
So what does that mean in this case? What are they talking about? The guy...
No, not the case of the chassan and his attendants.
We had that.
The shoshrinim, we had those people.
Yeah.
Right. So here we're talking about the sick person, those that need to tend to the sick person. So the mission.
Nurse.
We'll call them fine. Nurse, health aide, primary health care provider, whatever term you want to use.
Attending.
Right? So chole umisham shav peturim, that's true. The mission says, yes, that's correct. Chole umisham shav peturim. That's a hard and fast rule. But mitzdayer, when we say over here that Rava can maintain mitzdayer as patur min asukah, how come that's not against the Mishnah? Oh, because when the chiddush of the Mishnah is that the chola is patur along with who? Along with the mishamshin. And Rava is only permitting who? The mitzdayer, not the mishamshay ha-mitzdayer. Not the mishamshin. Not the attendants of the mitzdayer. Mitzdayer is patur alone, and not the mishamshay ha-mitzdayer. Right, that's where the Gemara concludes. Yes? Good. Question? You had a question?
Yes, it was, if you know, like in the case of the white sand,
the smell,
it causes smell to people when it rains.
Right. Only malodorous. This person had a particular sensitivity towards it.
Okay, no, so that was case one, but case
two. Oh, you're giving me a different...
Every time it rains, that it starts to smell. And raining...
No, it wasn't another case. It was a different shita.
So fine. So then
according to that shita, according to that opinion, it's a good question. In other words, if it smelled because it rained, and every time it got wet, it would smell, should you use something like that after the rain is going to smell? Again, I don't know the metzias. I don't know how long it smelled for. I don't know. You know, maybe you couldn't be in the sukkah then anyway if it was still wet.
I'm going to build a sukkah.
No, but it was still wet. Apparently it smelled while it was still wet. And he wanted to sleep out there when it was still wet. So he asked me, why is he sleeping out there when it's wet? Maybe he's probably put there anyway.
You can sleep there when it's really icy. I mean, it just depends on the substance. But it seems like, oh, I'm going to build a sukkah with these trees that when it rains, they exude this terrible odor.
Right.
You have to stay inside.
Right, you wouldn't build
anything else. Any sort of other thing.
Again, I don't know if it's the particular Matthias over here, but my answer would be yes. If you know that something is going to cause a tsar when you would otherwise have to be in the sukkah, then yeah, you shouldn't do that. If it's only going to be smelling at a time when you wouldn't have to be in the sukkah anyway, while it's raining, while it's wet, you put that in the sukkah anyway. If you tell me that once it dries and it's otherwise usable as a sukkah, but for the foul smell that results, yeah, you shouldn't do that. He asked me, I don't know all the details of this particular sand, you know, I don't know. Okay, so let's discuss the challah a little bit. I don't know if we're going to have time
What's the question?
I didn't ask a question yet. I'm just saying we just see you tomorrow. You have to have a question? But one question that we could raise is, what is the nature of the patur of the challah? Right? Well, that's one question. What's the nature of the patur of the challah such that it extends to his mishamshim, right? I understand you'll tell me that certain people can't be in the sukkah for whatever reason. We've had that previously.
Well, it has to be some sort of... he has to be at some level of sickness where his attendings would have to attend to him.
I don't know, guys. Chash be'ena? Chash be'rosha? Yeah.
No, that's first. What's the habit when they say don't read it? When we talk about the Mishnah Chola, it's not Chola Sheyesh Basakon. What's the habit, you know? That's just a concept in general. If you're
sakana, you're pater. Okay, good. So, why does the Gemara even have to tell us it's not a chol sheish bo sakana, right?
Yeah.
Why does the Gemara have to tell me it's not a chol sheish bo sakana? It's not even a chol sheish bo sakana. It's this guy, even this guy. So one possibility is that the real havamin here that has to be addressed. Another possibility is that the Gemara is just taking a few steps just to show you exactly what we're talking about. That's a good question. Maybe it's something to address. I mean, how about the fact that you have someone else who's potter who's not in this category? You have a chola, fine. Whatever the reason for the chola, I understand. The mishamshim, what's their reason for being potter? That has to be answered also. Why is the aid potter?
I mean, I think it's obvious. The aid is there to attend to the chola.
I understand. Why is the chola potter?
Because the chola is potter because he's a chola. I mean, it's.
So why am I potter if I'm taking care of the chola? Am I a chola?
No, because your job is specifically to take care of him.
So what patur is that? That's what I'm asking. What's that? What patur? What category do I fall under? Is there a special category of taking care of sick people?
You would fall under mitzvah.
I'm mitzvah. Okay, where's the tzar? I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm not saying you're wrong.
The tzar would be where you have to go, you know, inside as opposed to being outside, and you have to take care of it. It's a burden for you to take care of this person.
It's a burden.
Or it would be difficult for you to take care of this person inside the sukkah. So therefore, you have to go inside the house.
You mean if I make me stay in the sukkah when this guy's in the house, I'm going to be in tsar.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's going to be hard for me to go inside, outside, and having to take care of him at every.
Okay.
If I'm not in the same.
Okay,
area.
That's interesting. All right, you want to say something?
I don't know. It seems like, first of all, I don't really understand what that means by.
Which case?
Mishamish.
Mishamish.
Mishamish. No? Someone's just taking care of him.
That's right.
So, and we also said that what he has is like a headache, or
right? He says, should I turn over?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the case of Rabbi Yossi Beribi posking for Moshe Gamliel, what was Moshe Gamliel's big problem? What does he say? Chashti be'enai. I had some kind of eye pain, and Rabbi Yossi Beribi told me, "You know what? You and your mishamish, you go inside."
Right, so like, what's the guy doing?
Exactly. That's the question. What exactly is this? What's the nature of the patur of the shamash? First, you have to understand what's the nature of the patur of the chol, and then say, well, what's the nature of the patur of the mishamash? It's different than mitzdayer, apparently. Right? Let's say a guy, he says, I can't take the smell here. I can't sit in the sukkah. I also have a mishamash. Guy gets me dry. I don't know. I have my my butler with me. My butler comes with me wherever I go. Jeeves. Right? takes care of me, cuts my food, whatever he does for me. So I have the same shamish. I have the same shamish that the chol has. He takes care of the chol, he takes care of the mitzdayer. So now I happen to be mitzdayer. Why should the mitzdayer in this case not be any worse off than the choler? What do you mean? For who? I'm pater from the sukkah if I'm mitzdayer. I'm mitzdayer, I sit inside. But the guy who takes care of me, he stays in the sukkah.
Why can't we see that the chola and the mishmashem are attached under the same umbrella of chola?
Is that what you want to say? That he's pater because he's a chola?
I don't want to say it, but I do it at the same time.
All right. Did
he normally? What's
that?
You don't
time assess it.
Right, let's say a guy, exactly. Let's say a chola has a patur to eat. That's a good question. You see, he doesn't have all of the paturim that the chola has.
But in this specific case, though, they would fall under the same...
Well, why? You have to explain why. You're right. You're describing it. You're observing what we're observing. It's true. There's some connection between the two of them. You need to try to explain what that is. Yeah.
Because at home, the guy would eat with him.
That's right.
At home, normally, the guy would eat with him.
And what about the mitzdayer? Mitzdayer is not, his shamash is not potter. You're just strengthening the question. Right? Isn't that what you're doing? I mean, you're saying, maybe not wittingly, but that's
yeah,
what, right? I understand. Did anyone see the Ritva? Did anyone see the Miri? I mean, I'll start with, no? Neither one? Okay. Let me just start with the Ritva. Let me just read the Ritva, and we'll discuss the Ritva. We'll start with the Ritva, okay? You tell me what you think. The Ritva is on the Mishnah. The Ritva is on the Mishnah when the Mishnah introduces this halacha. Okay, cholin u'mishamshein patur min asukah. It's very short. Asikna afilu chashperosho. We conclude, we paskin, we rule that even one who is chashperosho, he just has a, we'll call it a headache, bilvad u'mitzta'er ba, the headache to the point where it's causing him tsar. He's potter. Why? Why is that so? I mean, the Ritva needs to be explained. I'm just going to tell you what the Ritva says. The time of Mishum Dechsev, Teshu Kein Tadiru. Right? It says, Teshu Kein Tadiru. So therefore, a guy who has a really bad headache, he's potter. Why? Ve'ein dir b'makom shemitzta'er. I'm just reading the Lashon. Ve'ein dir b'makom shemitzta'er. Ve'ein kan dechia she'ein dicha b'mitzvos mishum mechushen v'choli ela b'shi'ef shel ha'kaimon. Okay, that's a separate point, whether you hold dicha b'mitzvos or not. But we'll stop prior to that. Do you say that he's chayev or not? No, he's not chayev because of teshu ke'ein taduru.
Not because of mitzvah.
What's that? It's perfect?
That's perfect. Because just like you're sick in the house, you're sick here, you're not just the state of being. You're here or you're there, so you should be chayev and stuff still.
You want to say that it's Yechayah?
Yeah, it shouldn't. It shouldn't be the Matir.
Listen to the Ritva's Lashon again. Afil chashper osho bovad mitzdar ba-pater. Why? Mishum dechsev teshu kein taduru. Ve'ein dira b'mokam shemitzdar. And there's no dira. The person is not normally... Well, I don't want to say too much. Ve'ein dira b'mokam shemitzdar. By the Avel.
Right.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Didn't you say
I'm listening.
That the reason he has to calm his mind down is for the mitzvah and didn't really define the mitzvah to be Teshu Kein Tadiru?
You mean Rashi?
Yeah.
You mean that Rashi's funny Lashon? And then I think you told me that someone took issue with the way we explained it?
Oh,
you took it back? Now you're taking it back? Or you
I was just saying.
I remember. I mean, you didn't fully explain. So what are you trying to say? That's this is consistent.
Yeah, they're saying the same thing.
How so? Explain. Let me hear what you're saying.
Because
you have the mitzvah of sukkah, which is predicated on a foundation, on the premise, on a principle of teshuvah and teshuvah kein tadiru.
Right, and just like you wouldn't sit in pain in your house.
Right. Okay, good.
What are you saying with the house in the car?
Yeah, you're saying that the sukkah or the house is what's making the oppression, but that's not the case over here.
No, you didn't say that. You didn't say that.
Then what are you saying?
You're going to stay in your house?
That's another question. That's a good question. Right? That's a separate question. Where does the source of the discomfort have to be? Well, let's take one step at a time.
It's not necessary to answer this question. Though.
It's not necessary to answer that question?
To answer this question. Meaning,
no, okay. That's a separate question. But let's take one step at a time. We're just trying to explain the Ritva. What is the Ritva saying about Teshuvah King Tadur? So Sammy's saying that the model for how one dwells in the sukkah is Teshuvah King Tadur. What does that mean? There's a certain way that a person relates to his dira all year round. And if a person is uncomfortable in his dira, he's not going to stay there. I was taking him one step at a time. And this guy now is discomforted in his dira. Why? Because he's a chola. So therefore, there's no mitzvah yeshiva. Why? Because it's it's similar to what the Ritva said about the holich, but to the shomer. The shomer doesn't have any kvias, right? Doesn't have any kvias in that place. So therefore, we can't tell him that he's bound by Teshuvah King Tadur to sit in the sukkah. Because he has no dira. So therefore, he has no yeshiva. So Sammy's saying, what the Ritva is saying is over here is very similar. Now, this guy, because he's chash berosho, he wouldn't stay in a dira if he was in that state. He would remove himself from the dira. He wouldn't stay in a place where he's uncomfortable. So therefore, he's not required to be in the sukkah. Right? Is that what you're saying? Okay, let's discuss.
Wait, so factual question.
Factual question, okay.
Go on.
Wait, what's the fact?
So one thing, what Avi Hirschman is saying is, maybe that's only true where the tsar will be removed by his leaving the sukkah. Right? I will say, ein dira b'makom tsar, therefore, if I could alleviate my pain by being in the sukkah, So yes, then this is logical to say. But where that's not the case, why should I say that? Is that what you're saying?
Nah, I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
You weren't paying
the
attention?
Has to be to yourself.
I'm sorry.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
You want to say that in order to say such a thing, that there's no dira b'makom tsar, no dira b'makom tsar means in a place where the place itself is the source of the tsar, there it can be no dira, and therefore I would be pater from the sukkah. Meaning when the place itself, i.e. it's cold in the sukkah, it's buggy in the sukkah, it smells in the sukkah, I'm going to go out of the sukkah and I'm going to alleviate those things. But the Ritva is not saying that. The Ritva is saying, you are chash berosha, you have a headache. Your headache is not being, it doesn't seem anyway, that your headache is being exacerbated by being in the sukkah. But now because you are one who has a headache, you are pata from sukkah. Why? Because ein dira b'makom tzar. Ein dira b'makom shemitzdar. Ein dira b'makom shemitzdar.
Okay.
The Ritva is not saying what you're saying. Right?
Well, I'm saying that.
You're asking a question. You're saying it should be like you're saying. Okay, the Ritva is not saying that.
I have a question.
Yes, question. Please.
So you're saying that it's like, so you lose your status of dira because you're in...
Right, I'm not comfortable saying that. I'm not comfortable saying that when a guy is sick, now all of a sudden he has no dira.
The guy wants to move to a place that's comfortable. That's what he's saying. The guy wants to move to a place that's comfortable and he wants to be there and he wants to be kavua at a place that's comfortable. So, if he wants to be kavua in a place that's comfortable, that means he's automatically not kavua in a place that he's not comfortable in.
Right. I mean,
regardless of the fact that it's his house, he doesn't want to be kavua there because he's not comfortable.
Well, right, that's what Yonah's saying.
Yeah, basically.
Now, is that a person given a choice, when a person is in a state, when he's in a state of tsar, is it in a state of tsar, he would not establish his dira in such a way where he's going to experience tzar. And therefore, of such a person, you can't tell him you have to sit in the sukkah. Why? Because such a person wouldn't be a dar. I don't know if you have to go as far as saying that he doesn't have any dira. Right? When, like, he no longer views his house as his house.
Establish it.
As you can't. You can't be mechayev a person to tell him go out in the sukkah and extend your dira, right? Like the average person. The average person, we tell him teishu kein taduru. What do you mean? This guy's a mitzdayer. How could you now tell him to go set up a situation of dira like you would normally? Be yoshev like your dar. No, a guy like this is not going to be dar. He's not going to set himself up in a situation where he's a mitzdayer. That's very similar to what you're saying, but right? You're just going a step further.
Yes, yours is better.
I don't know if it's better. I don't think taking the next step is just a big step. What you're saying. See, that's why I'm saying. That's why I'm saying it's comparable to the previous case of the shomer. The shomer is not required, and again, the Ritva used that term teishu kein taduru. He's not required to go and build a house, to build a sukkah. Why? Because what does he have? He doesn't have a dira. So if he doesn't have a dira, you can't be mechayev him in sukkah. The same thing over here. This guy, this chola, he's in a state of tsar. Guy like that is not going to set up a dira in a situation of tsar. So if that's the case, if he's not going to set up a dira b'makom tsar, then you can't tell him, okay, be yoshev b'sukkah b'makom shemitzdayer. Since there's no dira b'makom shemitzdayer, there can't be a chiv of sukkah b'makom shemitzdayer. But what you see from here at the end of the day is that the Ritva is certainly connecting chola with mitzdayer. Right? The Ritva is saying that the patur of the chola stems from some form of tsar. Because the umbrella patur for chola is really that of mitzdayer. Yes, there's a difference. That we have to still explain. There is a difference. Even though this is like a type of, this apparently it's a form of, according to the Ritva, it's a form of mitzdayer, or it derives from mitzdayer, still going to have to account for the distinction between the classic mitzdayer and the chola. Because the chola gets to bring his attendants out, the mitzdayer does not. Right? The mitzdayer does not, yes.
So when you said your point is no person would extend their residence, and now
there's no persons would establish a residence in such a situation.
So let me read two things. Of which one were you saying? One is in a place where they are in tsar, or two is when they are in tsar.
Well, his lashon is b'makom.
So in a place.
I'm saying makom means like a situation.
In
a situation where a person is mitzta'er, he's not going to establish a dira in such a situation. He's not going to establish a residence in a situation that is when he's in tsar.
Okay, so in other words, if I'm really sick, I'm not going to go build a log house. I'm not going to build another room in my house when I'm sick.
I wasn't thinking quite that way, but now that might also be true. I'm not going to establish a dira. I'm not going to establish a place of dira in a situation that is the. See, I don't want to go as far as saying that it's the source of tsar, because you're not saying that. He's saying b'makom shemitzdayer. No, I don't know if he's saying that. I don't know if he's saying that you wouldn't build your house when you are mitzdayer. Although that would be nice. But he says, ein dira b'mokom shemitzdayer.
So then what's the difference between the building the house and the lashon that...
ein dira b'mokom shemitzdayer. I didn't really explain that. We said a person who is mitzdayer is not a person who is establishing a dira. A person not going to establish a dira in conditions that are the source of tsar for him. Now, does that mean because he's not feeling well, he's not going to build a house, and therefore he's not going to have to sit in the sukkah? I don't know if you have to say that, because we're not talking about building necessarily. We're talking about living. It's not a matter of building the residence. It's a matter of partaking of that residence. I'm not going to set up myself and say, okay, now I'm home. Now I'm living in a place where I feel uncomfortable. I am bitzar. I'm bitzar. I'm not going to be able to fully view this place as being a place where I want to establish my dira.
But now, how is that different?
How is that different than what you said initially?
Yeah, exactly.
That I don't view it as my dira. I don't view myself as connected to a place when I feel sick.
He's as sick inside the house as he is inside of the...
Right. We're assuming that. We don't have, I mean, I think the Meiri sort of moves a little bit away from that.
Maybe when he's inside his own Dira, it takes away from...
Listen, the other way to read this is simply that B'makom Shemetzta'er means you're Metzta'er more in the Sukkah than you are out of the Sukkah, and therefore you tell a guy not to go there. If that's what he means, then fine. Then we understand. That's Pasha. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying it should be. That's what Sammy, was getting at. But I don't know if the Ritz was saying that. B'makom Shemetzta'er. That's one possibility. That it means, Makom Shem Mitzdar, you're more Mitzdar here than you are over there. Just like if you have a leak in your room, you're not going to stay in this room, you're going to move to another room. So the Sukkah is aiding and embedding my sickness, making me uncomfortable. I'm going to leave. That would be the most simple. I don't know that that's what he means. But that's one possibility. The other possibility is, like we're saying, that a person is not able to establish a Dira in a situation where he is Mitzdar. Fine, maybe we could come back to what Yonah was saying before. In a place where a person is Mustair, he can't relate to that place as being his Dira. And therefore, you don't tell a guy that you have to now extend that Dira into a Sukkah. What do you mean? You don't really have a full Dira. Because you're a Mustair. The only problem with that is, what does that mean? Is this Mustair over anything?
He's anywhere.
Right, like you tell me every time a guy is Mustair, he has no connection to his home?
Yeah,
it's hard to say that.
I mean,
the home doesn't offer him the same comfort that it did normally. So he's not feeling well. But it's definitely true that his home is more of his home than another place. Right? The guy's sick. He wants to be home more than anywhere else. Where's the first place you want to be when you're sick? You don't want to be someplace else. You want to be home.
Doctor.
Right, I'm saying you don't want to be in the dorm. You want to be at home. You don't want to be... No? And my daughter had a friend over. I took her home. It was almost 2 o'clock in the morning last Saturday night. She wasn't feeling well. She said, sure, you don't want to wait till the morning, She wanted to go home. No, it wasn't that far. I didn't mind taking her home. But, you see, like, kid just feels they're going to be more comfortable, even though they're going to be much dire. So it's hard to say that a person no longer views their home as their, that you're not, it's not your makom dira because you're mitzdar. I don't know.
Saying that you're going to have mitzdar anywhere, but the comfort level that you have, in your own
right, that's what I'm saying.
Would still, from the
well, that's what Yonah's saying. Yonah's saying because you're mitzdaer, your home is no longer the same source of comfort that it used to be.
It still supplies more comfort than
another place, right? That's why I'm hard pressed to go along with that.
Well,
I understand why you're saying that, but I'm hard pressed to go along with that. I mean,
doesn't Rashi support the first thing we're saying?
That what? We see the date? That's why Mitzdaer.
I mean,
Chola. That's the problem. If the Ritva is saying now that Chola is a type of Mitzdaer, so are we forced to say that the Chola now has to be better or worse in the Sukkah to be subject to this rule? Again, Ritva doesn't throw in anything here about being better or worse. He does say b'makom shem mitzta'er. B'makom shem mitzta'er, it could very well mean that the place is causing him tzar. If that's what he means, then all these questions are answered. And he basically means, yes, the sukkah is the source for making him feel a little worse, and therefore he's going to be potter, just like the regular mitzta'er is potter because the sukkah is providing the tzar. Right? But that would mean if he has a condition that's no worse inside or outside, then he's chayav to be in the sukkah. Right? If it's just like mitzdaer, the only time mitzdaer is potter is when the star stems from the sukkah. So if that's what the Ritva means, and you tell me what he means is that Teishu King to do tells you don't have to stay in a place that causes you tzar, and that's why he's potter, then according to this, it's only going to be a patur, kol's man, that the sickness is exacerbated by the sukkah. That is certainly possible. But the Ritva doesn't really say too much. But I agree, once you venture too far away from that, it becomes very difficult. Ain dira b'makom shem mitzdaer. Right, then you almost of necessity have to start getting into what Yonah is saying, which is troubling. That's what I was trying to say in terms of establishing, but then you're right, then it sounds like it's more of a question of building. A person won't build his sukkah in a condition like that, so, just like you won't build an extension to your house, you won't you won't have be mechuyev to put up the sukkah. But we're not talking about building a sukkah. I'm talking about living now. I'm talking about being a yoshev, just like you're a dar. A person won't be dar in this place, therefore he's not a yoshev. I will say this. The most of the Achronim assume that the Ritva is saying the same thing as the Meiri. When he says, Ein dir mokom shemitzar, they're assuming that the sukkah in some way is the source of the tzar. Even the notes here, the notes in the critical edition of the Ritva, the Sarav Kook edition, so if you look in note 345, he says, V'kakos v'ra'o, v'atelsvos, v'ha-Meiri, and the Bartanur. But the Meiri, and the Meiri is clearly saying that you're going out of the place which was, you know, causing the sickness or making it, you know, making it worse. Yeah, mazik. It's mazik him. It makes him sick, or it makes him more sick. All right, I think they can down mincha in a few minutes. So we'll stop here. So I guess going forward, we're going to assume that the Ritva is really closer to the Meiri. If not, if we want to entertain the possibility of saying something different, then we're gonna get into this problem of what does that mean? The mokum shemitzar, it's not a dira. What do you mean? All of a sudden, it's not a dira anymore because now you have no dira because you're sick. So your house is no longer your house. It's hard to say that's what it means.
Well, I mean, you could have like a two level dira.
You don't feel fully at home because you're sick.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's hard to say.
It's not.
Which, the house?
I don't want to say. I don't.
Your house is a pain for you now? That's only when the house causes the pain. That right? That's right. That's the.
I don't want to say that the house.
Shem it's dire.
The mokol shem it's dire.
Right. That's what we're saying. If you learn that way, then everyone, all the kashas that we raised are answered, and that makes the most sense. The other reading is that in a mokum that you're mitzdayer, a person is not going to have, is not going to, right. In a mokum shem mitzdayer, in a mokum that you are mitzdayer, you're not going to go and start to establish a dira. Therefore, you're not mechuyev to go and set up a sukkah. That's what I was saying is another possible way of reading the mitzvah.
I don't know.
But then you're going to tell me, well, what does that mean? Right, that if you take it too far, then you're in trouble.
I would say that it's not that the guy is he's not able to have a dira. It's that the guy is it's that he's negating his dira. He is thinking.